The Witcher's Tale. The fascination of the eerie. Weird, blood-chilling tales told by old Nancy, the Witch of Salem, and Satan, her wise black cat. They are waiting for you, now.
We'll be getting down to business. That's a careful little story we've got for folks tonight. Now, draw up to the fire and gaze into the ember deep, and soon you'll see this old world roll back to the year of 1793. Soon you'll be in Paris, France, and the time of Danton and a Robespierre. The time folks call the Reign of Terror. And there in the shadow of the guillotine begins our tale of the position of the dead. The position of the dead.
Marie de Breton, ici devant Philippe Jean d'Aubré, ici devant Louis de Bressy, which concludes the list of the persons which today executed for treason against the Republic of France.
Last week, I'm told, an 8-year-old boy fell into the trench they had to dig round the guillotine and was drowned in the blood that had drained into it.
Long live liberty!
Yes, I heard about the boy.
Come with the ancient man!
It's well we were born of the common people, René.
Yes. Let us find a more deserted street, Camille. This crowd wait here until they see the red purses from the guillotine pass by. We see enough of corpses, more than enough.
One of the newspapers has gone so far as to christen you the physician of the dead.
I was not thinking of the work I do with your help at the cemetery. In our laboratory there, we study death to benefit the living. When all this madness is over, by the evidence of our research among those poor remains that are daily delivered to us by the executioners, I hope to convince the world that capital punishment should be abolished.
And you will convince it. Because the guillotine works swiftly, laymen think it's humane. But by its very speed in separating head from body, it must allow intelligence to...
We can't prove that yet. But I am positive that in time, the brain lives on to suffer. That a form of awful consciousness lingers beyond what should be death.
If we are only permitted the time to prove that,
we shall not be disturbed in our work while Danton remains in power.
No, for he loves you like a brother, despite your conservative opinion. But, René, do you think there's any truth in the rumors that Robespierre's trying to supplant him?
Danton is a giant, while Robespierre's a worm. The reins of government will remain in the hands of the giant. The beastly mob never stopped that constant cry.
Careful, Rabbit. Careful. You were overheard. Even Danton couldn't save you.
I know. I speak treason. But now I pity the poor devil for whom that cry is meant.
I don't. In their present weakness, they're paying for their past abuse of power. There can't be many of the nobility left in Paris now. Hidden rats must die of hunger. To venture on the streets without the citizen's pass means certain arrest. And that means...
Yes, it means death. Oh, I pity them. The women among them anyway.
That's the first time I've ever heard you express any emotion for the sex.
Aside from my landlady, there isn't a female in Paris who I know by name. And I'm quite satisfied with that condition.
Let me go!
Camille, the police have arrested someone.
A girl.
They're bringing her this way.
Madame Monsieur de Nantes, and as good a patriot as any of you. It's true, isn't it, Monsieur Albert?
It is just as you say, my dear Solange.
You did not tell us before that your name was Solange.
You never asked me for my given name. But that is it, Solange Ledieu. Isn't it Solange Ledieu, Monsieur?
Yes. Solange Ledieu.
My mother is a laundress, isn't she?
Yes, your mother is a laundress.
And we live on La Rue de Moulin.
Remy, as you love your life.
On the Rue de Moulin.
You see, citizen, everything is as I told you. Now, please let me go.
Well, since this citizen identifies you, why does the daughter of a laundress have such white hands?
Why does she say, Monsieur, like the aristocrat instead of citizen?
Certify, citizen.
No. I identify this girl, I tell you.
And who will identify you?
Oh, he looks like an aristocrat.
Yes, make him turn his back. Make him to a
side of him. No. I'll identify him.
And who will vouch for you? Take your hands away.
I have a friend in Paris who will identify us all. A friend who himself needs no identification. Since you insist we go with you, take us to the home of Danton.
Danton? You're a friend of Danton?
Take us before him and learn for yourselves.
No, Danton, he's
dead. Now, he is a doctor of the Fermor Cemetery.
Yes, he is called the Deacon of the Dead.
You have saved my life, monsieur. What is your name, Citizen Albert?
I am Dr. René Ledoux. This is my friend and associate, Dr. Camille Loire. What is your name, mademoiselle?
It was Miss Solange.
I love the name you have already given me so much that I shall not tell you any other until you take me home.
Where is your home? Not on the Rue de Moulin, of course.
Oh, but it is. And in the house of Madame Ledoux, the laundress. But I am not her daughter. She was my servant. You have risked your life to save mine, Monsieur Albert.
It is worth my life to have met you, Mademoiselle Solange.
It was nice of your friend to remember an appointment so that you could bring me to my door alone.
Now that we are here, perhaps you will tell me why you called on me, an utter stranger, in your time of need.
Because your eyes were kind. Your face was not inflamed with hate.
I am of the people who hate. Of the people who have gone mad with liberty.
You are of them, perhaps, but not like them.
And you? You are not like the aristocrats whom I have known. What is your name? You said you would tell me here.
I was Comtesse Charlotte de Croisel.
I do not like that name as well as Solange.
And I do not like Dr. René Ledoux as well as I do Albert.
Then it shall always be Solange and Albert.
Did I say that we would meet again?
Oh, but we must. You will need my help.
Perhaps we shall meet. But not for any help that you might give. No. No, we will meet again. The Comtesse Charlotte de Croisel is a dangerous person for you to know. Goodbye.
Oh, please wait. I only know Solange.
You must forget Solange. Please release my hand, Monsieur Albert. I must go in. My father will be worried.
You did not tell me your father was in hiding here.
I tell you now to show you how much I trust you. For his life to me is more precious than my own. He cannot escape from Paris any more than I can.
You could both escape from Paris if you had a path to take you beyond the city gates. I can secure you passes.
Thank you. One who is a friend of Danton must possess great influence, I know. But even he could not save you if it was suspected you had aided such as I.
Sooner or later, your arrest is inevitable. And investigations can have but a single ending.
I know. But my father and I will take our chance.
You did not think of the danger I might run tonight when you asked my help.
No. I did not know you then.
Solange. Tomorrow, I shall have a pass for both your father and yourself.
My daughter and I can never thank you, Monsieur le Docteur Ledoux.
Your passport is for Pierre Couchère, a tailor. And he would never say, Monsieur.
You must remember, Father.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Citizen. Citizen. I must seem a good Republican.
I'm sorry I could not secure you and your daughter a passport for the same destination. But I was compelled to accept whatever I could get. You, Monsieur le Comte, will leave France by way of Toulon. You, mademoiselle, will take the ship to Le Havre. You will be reunited in England in a month.
But, monsieur, if it should be discovered that you secured those passports for us...
As long as Danton rules, I have nothing to fear. Monsieur, you must be starting.
Yes, we must go, Father.
I hate to leave you, my child, but you will join me soon in London.
Mademoiselle will leave here within the hour. It would be dangerous for you to leave the house together.
Yes, yes, I know. Goodbye, my child.
Goodbye, Father.
Goodbye, Dr. Ledoux. And thank you. Thank you.
What I have done has been a privilege and a happiness.
Let me open the door, Father. You must waste no more time.
Oh, listen to those dogs out there.
They are dogs who will bite if you do not take care. Even though you have a passport. Remember to say citizen. And as Pierre Boucher the tailor, do not wash too often.
I will remember. Au revoir, and God bless you both.
He's gone. Albert, open the window. Let me see him as long as I can.
You are not losing him for long.
There he is. No one molests him. No one tries to stop him. Albert, you have saved his life.
Within the hour, you too will be leaving Paris.
No, I'm not leaving.
Blanche, you are tearing up your passport. Stop.
For my father's life, you have forfeited your head. While you remain in France, I stay here too. Oh,
you can't but foolish gratitude.
It isn't only gratitude.
Solange, you mean...
I love you, Albert.
Oh, my dear. I never dared to dream,
to hope.
Oh, my darling.
Take me in your arms.
My sweet Solange. My sweet Solange.
I order of the Republic, the list of 51 today executed in the Place de la Revolution for crime against liberty.
Liberty!
Liberty! It is the old Madeleine Duchesnel.
I love you, Albert.
The traitor, Jacques Renard.
The Blanche, I love you.
It is the old Hélène de Saint-Paul. The traitor Jean Pedro, the Chevalier François de la Motte, the Chevalier Joseph de
Paris. I've never heard of such a bridegroom. Darling, during the 10 short weeks of our marriage, you've done nothing but attempt to send me away from you. Are you so terribly anxious to lose me?
If I should lose you, darling, I couldn't go on living. And I'm so afraid, Solange. So terribly afraid.
But there's nothing to be afraid of. For nothing can ever part us, dear. Somehow, I feel that not even death could separate us very long. From dissolution itself, my love would come to you. And yours to me.
Yes. From dissolution itself, little wife.
Take your arms from around my waist. I'm not your wife at all. You wedded a frivolous young person named Solange Le Dieu to marry. A young person whom I've heard studying looks.
You've been misinformed. It's a haughty contest named Charlotte de Croiselle who doesn't exist. As a good Republican, I would never have married her anyway. Do you know why I called you Solange when we first met?
Of course. You had to think Christmas, and it was the first name that popped into your head.
No. When I saw your lovely face, I thought it all out in the hundredth of a moment. I said to myself, there is a radiant angel come to earth. Solange. It was clever of me, wasn't it?
Awfully clever, in the hundredth of a moment. You still think me a radiant angel after these 10 long weeks of marriage?
I think you are everything that's good and beautiful. To me, you are the sunrise, the flowers and green woods, the song of the birds, and the springtime.
And you to me are God and heaven.
Oh, my dear one.
Oh.
What was that?
It's Monsieur Lamartine's dog upstairs.
I've never heard him howl like that before.
He's alone now.
Lamartine often leaves him alone.
You're so busy with your scientific work at the cemetery that you don't hear much that happens out there. The dog knows that Monsieur Lamartine will never come home again.
What do you mean?
At 1 o'clock this afternoon, he was arrested. He was tried and condemned at 2 and executed at 4.
Lamartine, our neighbor. That settles it. You must join your father in London at once.
Will you come with me?
I am in no danger here, and I cannot leave my work.
Lamartine thought he was in no danger. And is your work more important than your life?
Yes. because it may save many lives.
It may awaken the consciousness of men. Soon I may be able to demonstrate that in a so-called Christian world, capital punishment can have no place. To prove that after death from the guillotine's blade,
the time the brain lives.
The time the brain is still living? Oh, don't talk of it, Albert. It's too horrible.
Oh, I'm sorry, darling. I fear my theories are becoming rather obsession with me. I am truly becoming what the newspapers call me, physician of the dead. But you must join your father without any more delay. Good heavens, I forgot. A letter from him arrived today, addressed to my laboratory, as usual.
Give it to me, Albert. What does father say?
I didn't open it. I was busy when it came, and I just stuffed it into my pocket. Oh, here it is. Wait.
What's the matter?
This letter has been tampered with.
You mean someone has opened it?
Look. The seal has been cut off with a knife and carefully glued back into place. Someone has read this letter.
Father is always very careful. There'll be nothing written here to do us any harm.
That makes no difference. The fact that it was opened proves that we are under suspicion. Solange, you must leave Paris tonight.
Only if you'll go with me.
Very well. We leave together.
Can you secure a passport?
I'll go to Danton at once. As long as he rules Paris, I can have whatever I request.
Down with Danton! Long live Robespierre!
What are they shouting?
Open that window.
They cry, death to Danton.
What has happened? What's the news down there?
Danton has been arrested.
No!
Danton has been arrested by only... my only friend.
Albert.
Orange.
Stop pacing the floor, Renny. And try to pull yourself together. Danton's in prison, to be sure, but the man's a lion. Even that pop Robespierre can't keep him from having his day in court.
Oh, I know. But in the meantime, Solange is in deadly danger. In Danton,
they her only safety. You tried every other avenue to secure a passport?
Yes, my attempts were useless. I'm known as Danton's friend. And Robespierre now holds the reins of power.
Still, all your worry may be in vain. Her father's letter may never have been opened at all. And anyway, you say there was nothing in it to arouse suspicion.
No. He wrote most godly as always. Oh, perhaps I am making a mountain out of an antheap. But Camille, if anything should happen to Solange,
I know, Rene, I know. But nothing will happen to her.
Oh, I shouldn't have left her to come here to the cemetery. I shouldn't have left her for an instant.
On the contrary, the only wise thing was to come to your work as usual and leave her at home. If you are under suspicion, to show the slightest fear would condemn you utterly.
It's almost 6 hours since I left her. Can't I go home now?
No. You must not leave here before your usual time. Here comes the death wagon. Our daily supply of material is approaching.
I can't bear to look at it. To even think of it today.
You're a physician, Rennie. A scientist. Take hold of yourself. You must not let the driver see you looking upset.
I'll be all right.
Hey! Citizen doctor! Your daily plate is here.
You let them in, Camille.
Open the door, citizen doctors.
Coming, citizen executioner.
Well, you've taken time enough about it.
Our physicians of the dead would have opened their door sooner had they known the splendid Griffithstown mill has turned out for them today.
That's so. 93, no less. And soon we're to operate on the citizen Danton. He'll be as pleasant a morsel for Madame la Guillotine as was Louis Capet, who called himself a king.
Oh, his wife, the Austrian woman. She was a cool one, though, as she lay upon the plank.
But her head made the same sound as any other woman's. As it fell into the basket.
I heard blood flow just as
stop! For God's sake, stop, Rennie!
Drew is unwell. Pay no attention to him.
Eh? Unwell, eh?
Such a sickness is dangerous for he who cannot rejoice in the death of tyrants. He insults the Republic. We have a cure for that illness.
Yes. A broad knife and a butt.
Excuse the doctor, please. I assure you he meant nothing. You've left the bodies in the usual place?
Yes, they're in the pit outside. Orders are not to cover them up till morning. It's a chilly night. I hope they won't catch cold.
But this sack of heads we're leaving here with you. They're delicate and need the warmth. Good night, citizen doctors.
Good night. We're leaving the place in your company.
Oh, the beasts. The foul, filthy, slimy beasts.
Quiet, Rene, for God's sake. I can't stay here with that awful fact tonight. I must go home. I must join Solange.
No!
For her sake, you mustn't leave so soon. Come on. Work will drive the worry from your mind.
I'll try. 93 heads fell today.
Oh, forget the horror. And think what we do. Perhaps, from such a large number of specimens, we shall find the proof we seek. But hurry. The consciousness we think the severed brain retains can't last long. I'll prepare the instruments. You select the specimens. Oh, I cannot put my hand into that sack tonight. Science should come before everything, Rene. You're my master. You know best what to choose.
Oh, all right. If we are to work at all, it must be done at once. Oh, how awful they are. Such. Here was an old woman. Here was a child.
Stop it! They are merely specimens.
Yes. Yes, merely specimens.
Oh, Larry, in that sack, something moved. I felt warm lips upon my hand.
It may be the consciousness, the proof we seek,
Camille. It felt almost like a kiss.
Elsie.
What's that? Elsie. Solange. She's calling me. She must be outside. I'm coming to her. Solange. Solange, where are you? She's not out here.
Elsie.
Solange, where are you calling from?
Here.
Elsie. Rene. The voice comes from that sack. The sack? No. No, no.
Yes.
Oh. Oh, God, help me. I must sing.
Solange! Even in death, I love you.
Pleasant dreams, everybody.